Well, hi there, Greg. My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist here. Lulu wanted me to get on the line here to kind of get you the details of how this service would work for your business, how it's designed to get people to pick up the phone and call you directly. She did also say that the business itself is pretty new, at least officially, and she did want me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
That's going well. How's yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all, and I appreciate you asking. I do have your file here in front of me. Lulu says you've got an active website. Now, obviously, you know, a website's this powerful conversion tool just waiting for people to see it. It gives the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. It'd be our job to make sure that people can find your website without already knowing the name of your business. In fact, they're going to go on Google. They're going to go on Bing. They're on their smartphone, computer, or any device that accesses the internet, and they're going to type in, you know, window installation near me or door installing contract, whatever they type in, interior doors, exterior doors, windows, etc. I mean, you don't want to be limited by how someone searches for you, and you won't be. As long as it's a service that you provide and it's a way that someone might type it in, and as long as they're kind of in the greater Houston metro area. You know, Lulu says you do basically Conroe to Galveston. We can target specific cities. We can target specific zip codes, even neighborhoods, where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. The best part about it, Greg, is the calls come to you. So you're not like paying for a lead, whether you get the job or not. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. You're just going to get phone calls. Now, obviously, you won't be the only company that people see when they do that type of search, and some people won't call you, but that's okay. I mean, I think it's actually good. You're not going to get phone calls from people that are just looking for estimates or trying to find the cheapest guy. You'll get people who will look at the website and will talk to you about how you want your company branded. Oh, you've got a website already. I tried to find it, though, and certainly Lulu failed to list it here. What is the actual website domain?
It's patriotwindowshouston.com.
Okay, so patriotwindowshouston.com. Let me pull that up. So, you know, obviously, it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. There would be Facebook paid ads as well. So there's an entire social media campaign that targets and retargets people that may or may not have done a search for your services. And I am looking at your website right now. You said patriotwindows.com.
Patriot Windows Houston.
Oh, Houston. That's what happened. Okay. Got it. It redirected to somebody else's website.
Oh.
Yeah. So similar business out there, just without the Houston. But I love your business name anyway. PatriotWindowsHouston.com.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system as well, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work's coming from. Now, you already have a verified listing on Google, so you've actually gotten the process started. I mean, you're a little bit ahead, especially, you know, the business, at least officially, is brand new, and I'm looking at your website now. You know, you've got a website already. You've got a verified listing on Google, which is great for people that already know the name of your business. And if they're looking for you specifically, they will certainly see that. Now, this would be for everybody else, for people who don't know the name of your company, don't get recommended to you by somebody else, but certainly needs your services. And again, when they type in keywords for your services, your website and that Google listing will pop up on the first page. So everything that you already have going for you, Greg, is going to continue to work for you. It's just going to work better. It's going to work in front of more people, you know. And Lulu said you're probably not going to go too far with the Angie leads, being that you're paying for every single lead, whether you get the job or not. This is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it's kind of a reduced rate for a younger business, but it's not a promotional or introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. Even if you keep the service for years and become an established business, even if we were to raise our prices, you wouldn't see your price increase even by a penny. So it is a fixed flat rate. Our new business rate is actually a very significant savings. It's actually about a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. For the greater Houston metro area, big cities and small, residential, even commercial, I would definitely recommend the package I've been talking about. That includes the Facebook ads and everything else. It's our platinum package. It's listed on our website at $599 a month. I would cut that in half. So you'd be looking at $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. Nothing like that. So 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month. It would bill once a month for exactly $299. There's just a one-time setup fee, but I'm going to reduce the cost of that setup fee. It's not specifically for Angie's, but there is a promo code in our system if I can find it. Oh boy, there's a lot of stuff in here. Oh, there it is. So this promo code is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. Can't wear a black eye for what happened with Angie's or what could happen, but I can certainly do right by your company, and I am going to take $200 off of your setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. That only attaches to the first month, so you're saving $300 off of the monthly cost, $200 off of your setup fee. You'd save $500 in your first month and $300 every month that you keep the service. Like I said, that $299 would be the exact amount, and it will never go up on you. Now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, of course, so you'll see exactly how well the service is working. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
So I've got a guy who handles, like, my website. And
okay.
And he does, like, my social media posts and
blogs. Okay, good.
And stuff like that for
Perfect.
Me.
Perfect. That's nice.
I think he does a little bit of SEO. Would this interfere with what he does for me at all?
It would not at all. I mean, he's doing a great job managing your website and making changes to the website, doing some blog posts and things like that. So this is not going to interfere with what he's doing, but it's going to complement what he's doing. So it's going to take what he's doing and kind of ramp it up, take it to the next level. Obviously, we're not going to do anything to your website except attach it to additional content.
Right.
So, you know, he may be doing some SEO, but Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm fairly regularly. They're usually small changes, but sometimes they're bigger changes. So the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors, Greg, it's not because they're the oldest company or the biggest company or do the best job in town. The businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors for keyword searches are there because they've got additional content online. You know, the public knows it as search engine optimization, but the industry calls it off-page optimization because it's everything that's not on a website. I mean, 6-8 years ago, really all you needed was a well-made website and you would appear ahead of most of your competition. But now most businesses have websites, and Google actually looks at this point at almost 200 different ranking factors and almost 70 different destinations and directories. Most of them are not even known to the public. Of course, it is some stuff that people know, Yelp, Facebook, etc., Superpages, Manta, but there are other directories that nobody's really ever realistically heard of. Even most so-called SEO companies wouldn't know to create that content. And for competitive industries and densely populated areas, and we've kind of got both going on right here, it really is things like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, directories that like Yelp and Facebook talk about your company and your services kind of the same way a website would. Most people haven't heard of those directories, but we don't create that content for your customers. We create it for Google and Bing. We are a Google partner. We are not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you they are Google, if they're trying to tell you something that, like what we're saying, is get you first page placement, if they identify themselves as Google, they're not being truthful. Google will make these phone calls to businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. Anything less than that does fall to the responsibility of the Google partners, and we are a Google partner. The name of our company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages, because I do want you to see a little bit more about what you'd be getting and even a little bit more about our company. This is an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message. So if you can, please do open it up. At the top of it, maybe even put me on speakerphone, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
You said you sent me
a text message, yeah.
Hasn't come through yet.
Might
have sent it. You might have sent it to my
832-919-8373. Is that not the right number?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's not a good one for text messages.
Forwarded to you. What is the best number then? I'll resend it.
832.
Yes, sir.
973.
Okay.
2100.
832-973-2100. Let me refresh that in our system and then send it back out to you. So you are going to get that detailed reporting and tracking system. You have 24/7 access to it. We do call it your client dashboard. You should get that message sent back out to you. There's a lot more that you can do with your client dashboard besides just tracking your success, but you will be able to see exactly how many calls you're getting, where those calls are coming from, what people are typing in, when they were looking for you. You can, of course, print out invoices for tax purposes, and you know, advertising is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business, especially at this time of year. A lot of businesses are ramping up their advertising, even just to put it down as a tax write-off. You'll also be able to manage and monitor your online reviews. Like I said, you'll have multiple directories, and a lot of that content will allow someone to leave a review. Wherever those reviews originate online, they will repopulate on your reporting system. So you can request reviews or respond to reviews right from your tracking system, kind of manage your online reputation. Greg, were you able to open up the link that I resent?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, we've been doing this since 2004. We'll actually celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. And, I mean, I would say that's a long time, really, for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page of the Internet. Nearly 20 years is a long time. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is month-to-month. But we do find that our clients tend to keep the service because it works. You know, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. You know, nobody cancels on profit. You can see that blue tinted photo that says our process kind of outlines a little bit of what we do in the very beginning, at least. And below that, it says Google Ads Partner. There is a box that says Google Partner, that red, yellow, green, and blue G inside it. You can click anywhere on that box. It is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, it does go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are, in fact, a Google partner. And that, again, is going to make all the difference in the world for your success. We do get our training and our update directly from Google. If you click back on the link that I sent out to you, right below that, it says SEO packages. Again, we'd be talking about the Platinum package, which is perfect for the needs of your business, your services, your service area. It does have the Facebook or Meta ads on there. And while I did reduce the cost of that package from $5.99 down to $2.99 and reduce that $2.99 setup fee down to $99, I did not reduce at all the $100 of Facebook ads that are included with that package. Now, Facebook is just another way to reach more people, and especially if they've already gone on Google or Bing and typed in keywords for your services, when they go on their Facebook page, the retargeting campaign will have your business, your website, the ads that we run for you pop right up, targeting that person that we know has already been in the market for your services. And even if they've never done a search, you'll still have ads as part of their live stream kind of scrolling by. If they don't click on it, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, it'll cost us, Greg, about 20 or 22 cents. Now, there is still the original $100 of Facebook ads included in that package, even though I reduced the cost of it. 20 or 22 cents per click and a $100 ad budget, that's about 400 clicks every month from someone who would be in your service area and interested enough in your services to click on that website. Like I said, you've got a great website. I look at websites all day. Yours is very detailed, a lot of information about your company and a lot of good reasons for someone to want to call you. We just got to make it easier for them to find it. Now, being that it is month to month, you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. And even if you get more work than you can take on, you can pause it. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause it. And of course, we don't charge you when the service is paused. It does look like the number that we're speaking on is a good number for us to promote for your business. It's the one you want your customers to call.
Yes,
you did also give me the other number. Either one of them, though, would be a good number for us to use to reach you regarding your account.
Yeah, I'd use the one we're speaking on. That goes to, like, it goes to Grasshopper and then...
Oh, I got
for me.
Perfect. So we'll just have the 8373 as the primary number for contacting you, and, of course,
yep,
the only number that we would use to promote for your business. And then I was looking on your website for a actual physical email address. You do have that contact form, but this would be for us to contact you directly regarding your account. So it could be a personal email. It doesn't have to be a business email. What is a good email address then, Greg, either for you or for the company itself?
You could do PatriotWindowsHouston
at
gmail.com.
Perfect. So PatriotWindowsHouston at gmail.com. And, of course, the website that we are promoting is PatriotWindowsHouston.com. And then, Lulu never did get your last name, Greg.
It's Bickler, B-I-C-H-L-E-R.
B-I-C-H-L-E-R. And then, Mr. Bickler, the one thing I did want to clarify here, because I do see on the Angie profile that Lulu attached here a physical address, the 7835 Alamar Drive. Your business, though, is technically service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. That
right.
Address, that's not an address you want customers to see. That's your residence, right?
Right, right.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, Google knows
Angie?
It is on the Angie's. Well, it's homeadvisor.com/rated, and then it says Brennan Bickler, and then a bunch of numbers in HTML. That's your profile page domain, and it does have your address on there. I don't know why they would want to do that. Of course, Google won't. Google doesn't want to list a home address. They wouldn't want someone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And Google does expect service-based businesses to be run out of the truck, run from the home. You know, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. You'll be listed Houston, Texas, not even the 77095 zip code, and certainly not that Alamar Drive street address, okay? And then, like I said, we can focus on specific places throughout your service area. If there are places you do not want to go, then let us know that, too. We'll do very targeted marketing, so we would not run your ads if you don't want to go there. And if it's, you know, 50 miles, 60 miles, 80 miles, I know if there are places that are, you know, just outside what you would consider your normal travel radius, we can target those places as well. If storms roll through and knock out some windows and you want to help those people out, let us know too, and we can move your ads to where those people need help. And then, of course, they'll be able to find your website and call you. Now, the next step here, I mean, if you don't have any additional questions, I'd be happy to answer any if you do, but the next step would be to schedule what we call a client interview, and it is exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have here in the notes. We'll want to know things like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. A lot of it does help us to promote your business. Some of it is just required by Google to make sure that everything is compliant. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just basic knowledge of your business off the top of your head. It does take about 30 minutes or so. We schedule by the hour, so it's a one-hour window. It usually gets to you about the beginning of the hour, within the first few minutes of it. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. We can, if you are available, do that today and as late as 5 o'clock. The other thing that I would do here, and it's required of us because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. That in this case, we're reducing both the cost of the service as well as the one-time setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can still stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Yeah. Bickler. Greg, give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So, Mr. Bickler, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Greg. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
Patriot Windows and Doors, LLC.
And that's exactly how I have that with the LLC. And then the and is the ampersand, right? It's the symbol, not the word A-N-D spelled out.
No, it's spelled out.
It is. Okay, I was wondering because on the website it does have this symbol, but we will make sure that it is spelled out here. That's okay, though. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Brennan Bickler, owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of Patriot Windows and Doors, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information, Mr. Bickler, that you would be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Bickler, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And, of course, it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Bickler, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. There is no contract. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll always make sure that your business information right down to that LLC is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the one-time setup fee as well as the subscription cost, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 9th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. And of course, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month at the further reduced amount of $299. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Bickler, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Bickler, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Now, that does actually conclude the voice verification, and then for that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa, okay. Visa card should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4427 4221 3388 7417.
Expiration month and year.
0829.
08 of 2029, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
087.
087. I got 087, 087 on the back. I got August, or 08 of 2029 for the expiration date. Mr. Bickler, was the card itself 4427, 4221, 3388, 7417?
Yep.
Okay. Does that bill at the 7835 Alamar Drive, 77095?
Yes.
Okay. And how does the name appear on that card?
Brendan Bickler, and then no Patriot Window. It's a business card, but okay. It's my name, and then Patriot Windows.
Gotcha. B-R-E-N-N-A-N. And then it's got the business name on there as well.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. Gotcha. Now, in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email. Through our automated system, it does have our client support phone number, as well as the support email, our hours of operation on there. You're going to get that by way of email in a minute, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't have one handy. I'm in the truck.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Like I said, our system's going to send it to you by email anyway. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time, of course. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address will be on there as well. Now, you will receive that email and an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. And then when you receive either, it'll also send out a text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end, Mr. Bickler, is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about a half an hour. I could actually get you in as early as 11 or as late as 5, just the one exception when they take their lunch at 2 o'clock. Did you want something as soon as possible or later today, maybe towards the end of the day? What's going to work best for you for that half-hour phone call?
Yeah, probably 2 o'clock or so.
2? 2 o'clock would be the one time I could not do. That's actually when they take their lunch break. I could do 1 o'clock or 3.
Let's do 3.
Okay, so it's going to be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window, but the call should get to you pretty close to 3, get you off the phone pretty close to 3:30. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have. I will try to keep my phone open at that time. I may, though, be on a long call that started way before it. If I am on that call, or even if I'm not, I did want to kind of add just one more layer of protection here, just a little bit of extra security, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us, Mr. Bickler, and tells us they're with Patriot Windows and Doors LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still, from time to time, ask you for the answer to the security question. And if anyone calls us and tells us that if anyone calls you, I should say, especially like in a week from now when your online presence starts to increase, if you start getting phone calls from anyone saying that they're Google or if they say they're Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that, then it's not us, and just don't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you, Mr. Bickler, and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that would never be us. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it bills once a month on today's date, the 9th, and of course, it's for exactly $299. So your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. Okay. You have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got the email.
Okay, perfect. The welcome
invoice.
That's the one, exactly. The welcome email should be on its way, but I'm actually glad you have not received it yet because the one that you do have is the one that I want you to take a look at. If you click on it, open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is below, and then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Yeah.
If you click on the click here, it's going to go to the local splash terms of experience. Everything we did talk about in the voice verification, all the services we'll be providing for you, provided for you in writing. You can scroll through it. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Again, I appreciate your patience and taking the call. Google's going to be our main focus, though. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 will be searching on Bing, mostly on their smartphone. We want you to get those phone calls, too. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Again, everything necessary for first page placement. We are doing the Facebook ads for you. Now, you'll see the long line and below it a couple of boxes. It just says, I agree to receive SMS messages, and I know that the other number is the one that we would actually use for texting, but this is the primary number for us to call, so it's populating there. Click on that box, and then also that you authorize that you're the holder and signer of the card, do click on that box. And you'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would click and either type in your name or copy and paste it. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the B's are capitalized. And, of course, if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before it or after. But then once you've got your name in that box, you may have to turn your phone sideways to see the orange box that says confirm signature, but you want to click on that box too. That actually does a couple of things. It's going to, first of all, let us know that you know, take you to a username and password.
Yep.
Okay. You can stop right there. Your username is going to be in the welcome email that should have come to you shortly. The reason you're seeing it right now, though, is our automated system thinks both that you're trying to access your tracking system and that it's already active. It's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking. We do have to do your client interview first for us to create the content to track. In a day or so, though, once your tracking system is officially active, you'll get a text and email letting you know it's active. The welcome email is going to have your login credentials. Let me update and refresh and see if that's been sent out. It has. So the welcome email has, of course, got our client support information on there. Your username is the 8373 number, the number we're speaking on. The area code's included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. Your username is 832-919-8373. You cannot change that username. We put it in our system, making it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You can change your default password, which looks like it's good ads, GOODADS, all lowercase, no space. Once you are able to access your tracking system, you can feel free to change that default password. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. We do have that client interview scheduled for 3 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email. And then I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and it's fine if you do. But it's just going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview in English. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing, but that makes it easy for us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that one email. I do know that at 3 o'clock or in that client interview, that will start around 3. They'll give you photos at Local Splash, PHOTOS photos at Local Splash. You can always email the photos team directly, but you don't have to. The support email is the only one you need, and we'll take care of the rest. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. On behalf of Lulu, who you spoke with earlier, I do want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that great-looking website out there in front of more people, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Cool. Can't wait.
All right, Mr. Bickler. I do hope I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you at 3, but you take care. You have a great rest of the day, and with or without me, our technician will be calling you very close to 3 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you,
sir. Fantastic. Thank you.
You have a great rest of the day. I appreciate you. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.